This is episode number 2237 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 24th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, it turns out Denise Richards had a good reason for supporting daughter Sammy's decision to start an OnlyFans account.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she wasn't, she didn't seem to be so against it as Charlie was. Though I understand Charlie's come around in the last couple of days to say, yeah, it's okay.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
So, because Denise announced yesterday that, unsurprisingly, she too is starting OnlyFans account.
Oh, no. Oh, are you kidding me?
Hey, girls got to get some money. That's right. For the low, low price of $25 a month, we're pretty sure you can get Denise to do just about anything on camera.
Oh, my.
Well, within reason or not.
Maybe not.
Yeah. So, wow, you know, Charlie Sheen either turned her on to the dark side or she was already leaning.
Oh, my.
So Denise, of course, and maybe he's going to be a fan. Maybe that's why he's, you know, being a bit okay. It's like, I can go check out my ex-wife. For $25 a month.
I think he could probably buy her some drugs and check her out. Don't you? Like, hey, Denise, let's have a little fun.
I don't know that
Well, you know, he probably is not doing drugs anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Supposedly not.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Denise, of course, was most recently a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Sure.
She dropped a video yesterday of her in a flowing white dress and slow-mo walking barefoot on the beach in and out of the surf. And she captioned the Insta video, hashtag OnlyFans, and a link to subscribe.
Oh, well, there's that.
Come see my flowy white dress.
And other things. Yes, I'm sure.
Look, my feet are wet. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Oh, my God.
I mean, she didn't say all that. But
she didn't? Oh, you added that?
I kind of added that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, what else is she to do? I mean, she's raised her children. She's been a real housewife. And now what's she got to do?
I don't know. Sit back and be rich.
She's not going to be rich, though. I mean, she's doing this for money. Come on now. She's doing this for money. I don't know.
I don't know. Is she like the first starlet to do this?
No, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not familiar with how.
She's certainly not an A-lister.
Thing. No, she's not.
I don't even know that she's a B-lister.
Well, you know, Real Housewives. Come on now. They're way up there on the list. They're at least. Yeah. To a D.
I can honestly say I have never watched
never
a
watched
Real Housewives.
It. You've never watched Andy Cohen do a follow-up episode to, you know, watch What Happens Live or any of that stuff? Yeah, because that's his deal.
I haven't done the Real Housewives stuff.
Well, I took the liberty while you were talking to look up Denise's OnlyFans. Now, I don't have access to the thing. I can just see. Well, look over here on this computer. You can just see. It looks like a Twitter thing. And it looks like she only has 213 likes. That does not translate to subscribers. I'm not sure this is going to work out for her. She's got two pieces of media up, a photo and a video that you have to be a member to see. Okay, fine.
Is that like, she has a little bio thing or what?
No. She's made comments, and I don't want to go into it. But,
all right.
Yeah, it's all hidden. It says subscribe to see her posts.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. $25 a month. Mm-mm-mm. I don't want to part with my money that bad.
In a new interview, Brad Pitt says he's on the last leg of his career.
Oh, wow.
So?
Didn't he say he was going to quit like 10 years ago?
I don't know. So did Kiss. And Cher and others. So enjoy Brad while you can. Jen Aniston. No, actually, in the GQ interview, he says, I consider myself on my last leg. This last semester or trimester.
Wow.
Last semester or trimester, huh?
I hope that has to do with his acting and not last leg of life, because that would be pretty depressing.
So Brad will be on the big screen again in August in the action flick Bullet Train, which I'm sorry, that looks good.
It does look good, but the premise is unbelievable.
It doesn't have to be believable.
No, that's true. It's got Brad Pitt.
And it also
on a train, going
and
fast.
It has Sandra Bullock.
And it does have Sandra Bullock.
So therefore, I want to see it.
Yeah, okay.
And it does look good.
And it looks good in the trailer. So.
He's also currently producing several movies. So Brad also revealed that he quit smoking.
Oh, did he really?
And he got sober thanks to
a
12-step program.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And quote, I had a really cool men's group here that was really private and selective, so it was safe.
Okay, all right.
That means he had no, screeching women like his ex-wife.
His ex-wife. I didn't doubt she's a screecher, but then I don't know that.
I bet she can throw a throat punch.
She probably can.
Hey, she's Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Lara Croft.
Lara Croft, yeah.
Brad says that he'd seen things recorded of other people in groups spilling their guts. And that's just atrocious to
just
him.
Just atrocious. Oh,
his
my God.
His word, atrocious.
Oh, my God. So he's going to give it up for real.
For the real.
I'm thinking about Clooney now, because I think about Clooney when I think about Brad, right?
Always, yes.
Has Clooney acted in anything recently?
No.
I don't think so either.
Not that I think, no.
No, we've not heard of him. Has he given up the acting?
He's got twins. He has an island he didn't have an island.
Johnny Depp has the island.
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp has the island.
I think he still does.
Okay. I'm not too sure. Clooney has a little shire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's got a little villa.
His wife is very successful.
Well, that's it.
And she's still working.
Yes.
And so he doesn't need to.
Still work. So
he can be a house husband.
He's a house husband. Hmm. Brad's already done that. He's already been through the whole kid thing. He's done with the kid thing. So now he's ready to wait for his
single and ready to mingle.
He likes pottery, I understand.
I want to learn pottery.
That sounds like fun, doesn't
it? You know what, Brad Pitt? I'll take lessons from you.
Ah, there you go. Stand in line.
We'll play ghost.
There you go. With our apologies to Halle Berry, have a great weekend. More news on Monday. See you then, and...
That's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.